in the bed, and she slept on the pillow next to me. But she used to stretch out in the middle of the night. I'd get up like a paw right in the face when she stretches out, or she'd roll over right on top of my face. And Pomeranians are very hairy, and I used to get this big thing of hair in my mouth when I'm trying to sleep. Then I had beagles who used to sleep in bed with us, and they kind of take over the whole bed. I mean, they just kind of move in. They kind of push you out slowly but surely. That's why the health benefits for the dogs. They're getting a great night's sleep. Not for the humans, though. 8 o'clock at WRJN. Alder Maurice Horton is going to be here, 7th District Alderman. He's going to be here in just a moment. We're going to chat. And right now, though, it's news time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let's check news from CBS.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with wildfires on both coasts. Firefighters north of L.A. are gaining ground on raging flames that have reduced dozens of homes to rubble. Correspondent Elise Preston is there.
Ferocious flames devoured more than 20,000 acres near Camarillo, California. The mountain fire, fueled by hurricane-force winds, jumped from neighborhood to neighborhood, crumbling more than 100 homes. Janice Lindsay lost her home of 30 years.
I opened my kitchen doors and I could smell it.
With little time, she grabbed whatever she could, including her musical instruments.
Wasn't counting on, you know, the house burning down, but at least I got something out.
Fire officials report 31% containment. A drought-fueled wildfire along the New York-New Jersey coast has killed an 18-year-old Parks Department employee who was hit by a falling tree. Rebecca Dykstra lives in Orange County, New York.
I just can't believe an 18-year-old kid would like to risk his life for our houses and everyone here. So honestly, it was devastating to hear.
Flames there just 10% contained. The Trump 10 transition team is busy at work. The president-elect has chosen former ICE director Tom Homan to be his border czar. Homan told CBS's 60 Minutes last month.
There'll be targeted arrests. We'll know who we're going to arrest and where we're most likely to find them.
CBS News has learned Senators Bill Hagerty and Marco Rubio are both under consideration for Secretary of State. Israeli forces launched new attacks on Gaza overnight, aimed at what the IDF says are terrorist targets. As for civilian aid, CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Tel Aviv.
Israel faces a U.S. deadline this week to increase aid or face restrictions on American military support. And it appears to be working. We went to see aid trucks ready to roll at one of four access points into Gaza this morning.
Many of the monkeys that escaped from a research facility in the south have been captured. CBS's Dave Malkoff.
25 of the monkeys have returned to the breeding facility in South Carolina. Company CEO Greg Westergaard told me the monkeys that have returned are in good health. Now they just have to wait for the 18 others to return.
The Kansas City Chiefs scored an incredible finish against a familiar foe. Linebacker Leo Chanel preventing a winning field goal by Broncos kicker Will Lutz with 1 second left in the game on CBS. KC now 9-0 for just the third time in franchise history. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Veterans are being honored today across the area, including at Racine's Memorial Hall and Kenosha's Civil War Museum. These locations and many others are hosting special events to thank veterans for their service. Kenosha police have refuted social media rumors about the arrest of the mother of a 13-year-old charged with making threats at Roosevelt Elementary last week. The teen suspect was arrested Thursday and charged Friday. Police say they found replica firearms and evidence of school shooting-related searches at his home. Over the weekend, Wisconsin Democratic leader Ben Wickler commented on whether Vice President Kamala Harris should have appeared on the Joe Rogan show.
I think going forward, Democrats should find ways to show up and speak to voters where they are, where they're getting information, and build new ways to get information out to people and to connect with them.
Wickler appeared over the weekend on WISN 12's Upfront program. And the Kenosha St. Joe's football team has advanced to the semifinals after maintaining their shutout streak for three games. They put down Johnson Creek 42-0 in the WIAA Division 7 playoff last week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin wins at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers with an 87-56 win over Appalachian State. The Mountaineers jumped out to an early lead before Wisconsin took over, head coach Greg Gard.
The stretch in the first half of 15 straight possessions with stops, I think it's just guys gain confidence with it. I think we've become more physical and more aggressive. The fact that they're getting better connected with new guys. But the defensive end, I thought we finally started to put some things together like we've been talking about, and we'd shown in flashes, but not consistently over a stretch of time. So that's a good sign going forward.
NBA, the Bucks are at home tomorrow night against the Toronto Raptors. Milwaukee now 2-8 after losing yesterday to the Celtics, 113-107. Damian Lillard.
I mean, you want to win, especially a situation that we're in where you want to win games, you want to protect your home floor. We came out, you know, we had control of the game. You just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 52. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 50. And then on Wednesday, scattered rain with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Everywhere I go, people want to talk about politics. People in waiting rooms, people in bars, people in Uber. Like, these people are extras in the movie that is my life. But they feel like they have speaking parts. I feel like part of the problem is we're too focused on the big issues. Maybe we should start with a small issue we can solve and work our way up to the big issues. Like, here's a small issue. Are we chipping or are we swiping? I feel like we've done a great job of distributing the chip card. I feel like everybody has a computer chip on their card. It's supposed to keep you safe. You know, bad guys, they don't know about computer chips yet. But then you get to the register and they're like, I'm sorry, sir, we're swiping today. Then the next time you try to swipe, they'd be like, whoa, 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 put the chip in. You gonna blow this whole place up, you gonna put that chip in.
It's 8:07 on Veterans Day today, and Alderman Maurice Horton is here from the 7th District. You know, my grandfather, up till the day he died, never called it Veterans Day. Still called it Armistice Day, because that's the way he remembered it, Armistice Day. But it's called Remembrance Day, Armistice Day. And in 1954 is when it became Veterans Day. President Eisenhower said it's going to be a day for all veterans, not just World War I vets. And they made it Veterans Day. You know when the last World War I veteran passed away? This is it. This was the end of World War I. Let's see if I can find his date here. It was, the last U.S. World War I vet was Frank Buckles. He passed away in 2011 at 110 years old. And I don't know if we have a lot of World War II vets around anymore. My dad was a World War II vet, but I don't know if we have too many around. He's not around anymore. My father-in-law was a Marine, and he's not around, so I don't know. So you have some Veterans Day ceremonies you're doing today, right?
Yes.
Well, tell me about some of them.
There is a Veterans Day ceremony at Memorial Hall this morning, and it is for the veterans. And I would just like to say happy Veterans Day to all the vets that's out there, and thank you for your service.
You know, and I really do, because when I was getting into college, that's when they had the draft, and my number was 360, so I didn't go. My brother was number 23, I think it was, 23. But he was already in ROTC in college, so he would have gone in as a lieutenant. They just, for some reason, he never got called in. But to the people who went, and I had friends that went and never came home again. One was a good friend I went to school with, Stephen Van Cott. And we went to, we walked every day to Driver's Ed in the summer. And right out of high school, he said, I'm going into the military, went to Vietnam and never came back. And I couldn't believe it. He was the first person that, like in high school, I knew that didn't come back. Then there were several of them after that. But I'm sure we all have people we know that went to war and just never came back. I found out something interesting today. I'm listening to the news with Stuart. Do people in the military have to pay their way back when they're in, like, Afghanistan? Do you have to pay to get on a plane to come back here?
I don't know.
He was talking about that. There's a fund for helping people in the military pay to get home. I thought they'd give you a ride home. They brought you there. It's not a one-way ticket, I think. I got to find out about that. All right, so there's something at City Hall today, right? You said?
Memorial Hall.
Okay, Memorial Hall. You know what time that is?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock this morning, okay. Yeah. And there'll be a special ceremony there. I know the Civil War Museum in Kenosha is doing something as well for Veterans Day today. And that's nice. Have you ever gone to the airport for one of those honor flights? You never did?
No.
Okay. No, we went once, my wife and I. It was packed. It was a Sunday night, about 9, 10 o'clock at night. The airport was packed with bands and everything to welcome the veterans back from their honor flight. And I tell you, it gave me a good feeling. But you're seeing these old men in wheelchairs that fought during the Korean War, Vietnam War, even World War II. And we honor those people today. All right, so you're an alderman in the city of Racine. And your district, I guess we were talking before we went on the air, best described as, if you know where Horlick High School is, the old Pick and Save, that's your district.
Yes.
And it got smaller, you said.
I got a little bit bigger.
Bigger?
Yeah, okay. Got bigger, yeah. So the district go all the way out to Harmony Drive out by Juristead Middle School, and it come back as far as Summit Avenue and Douglas, in the Douglas area also.
I ask everybody who comes in, excuse me, if they're the mayor or, excuse me, an alderman, why do this? I mean, you're going to be attacked by people when you go to the supermarket. You're at the dinner, a nice dinner with your family. People come up to you and say, excuse me, there's a crack in the sidewalk where I live. Can you get to that right away, please? My neighbor's got his garbage all over the front lawn. And you enjoy dinner. And you're not going to please 100% of the people. 50% of the people aren't going to like what you do. So already you're making enemies the minute you get the job. So why take the job?
Pretty much, I just wanted to give back. You know, a lot of people that really, you know, really know me. For those that don't know me, I had a moment where I did some time in prison, 16 months in prison, and I always said to myself, once I got out, I would give back to the community in whatever way is necessary. So I'm just, my heart is a big heart to give back to people, to help people in whatever areas that I can.
Well, that's good. That's good. And I'm glad there are people like you who do that, because I would never run in politics. Somebody asked me years ago to be a candidate for something, and I said, you gotta be crazy. First of all, I would open my big mouth once, and they'd throw me out, because I take after my mother. My mother had a big mouth. And so I'd be telling people what I thought. And when you're in politics, you gotta be a little more careful, a little finesse people. I wouldn't do that. I'd come out and say, what are you, nuts? And then I had one row with the, I don't know if you remember this. It was a couple of years ago. Somebody was parking a box truck in front of my house every day. It was a neighbor across the street, and he wouldn't move it. It was had expired license plates on it. And I called the police. They came over. They looked at it and drove away. And they didn't do anything. First of all, he's not allowed to park those on the street. Number two, you can't park them on the same side of the street. Just leave it there for a week. And number three, it had expired license plates. So I went up to the council, one of their meetings, and I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put each one of your names in a hat, and we're going to pull the name out. And I'm renting a box truck from Menards for the entire summer, and I have the money to do it. I'm going to park it in front of your house for the entire summer. I'm going to see how you like it. The next morning, the truck was gone. But, you know, that's the type of thing I do. I feel like I got to threaten people to get my way. And you shouldn't have to do that. But I did it, and I feel bad I did it. And then my wife taped it. It was on Channel 25. Remember Car 20?
Yeah, Car 25.
And I saw it, and I did sound kind of like a bully threatening them. But I got to get that truck out of there, and that was the only way to do it. I called the police. They weren't going to do anything. So, and the neighbor, I told him, and he gave me the finger, and that was it. And so anyway, the box truck was moved, and that was the end of that. Okay, see, that's why I can't run, because I'd be threatening people all day long. You have a softer demeanor about you. So did you ever have to convince your fellow councilman of something and you're really getting angry and you let loose?
No, I really just try to keep the peace. I really fight for what I believe in. I don't talk a lot. I talk when it's necessary. I don't just talk to hear myself talk, but when there's a debate on the floor and I really strongly feel, you know, good about it, then I'm more vocal then, because one, you know, it's something I want to happen. And, I tried to convince my colleagues to support my vote.
That's good. See, I wouldn't do that. That's why I can't be there. I'd be yelling at them. 7th District Alderman Maurice Horton is here. We'll have more to talk with the alderman in just a moment. It's 8:16 at WRJN. Looking for a sunny day today on this Veterans Day with a high near 52. Tonight, cloudy, lows around 39. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 49. Cloudy and 53 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps them with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Two men have been arrested in connection with the death of former One Direction member Liam Payne. Payne fell from the balcony of a hotel in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and an autopsy revealed multiple drugs in his system. The Hollywood Reporter says a hotel staff member and local drug dealer were taken into custody. Both men are being accused of supplying Payne with the drugs found in his system. The incident happened on October 16th. Ready for another video game turned TV show? Variety reports that Amazon is developing Mass Effect, which is based on the video game which first launched in 2007. The game was a hit from the get-go and became a series that launched three more games. Fast and Furious 9 writer-producer Daniel Casey is developing and will executive produce the series. I wonder if anyone owns the rights to Pong. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete tonight at 6 o'clock locally on our sister station WAUK AM. 540.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month. Like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hi, we're talking to 7th District Alder Maurice Horton today, and I always like to ask my guests a question, if I can, you know, squeeze something in that has nothing whatsoever to do with your job. You ready?
Ready.
All right, this one's a tricky one. A poll asked, which would be worse to find under your bed, a dead person or a living person? Now, I will tell you, 49% said a person who's alive would be worse, 51% said a person who's dead would be worse, and the biggest problem they had was, how do you explain it to the police if there's a dead person under your bed? So which would bother you more, a living person or a dead person under your bed?
I would say a living person.
That would be my answer. I could deal with a dead person because they're dead. They can't do any harm. But a living person, I'd be petrified. I don't know what they're doing under there. But that's a good question. If a dead person is, now you got to explain to the police and have a story. What that dead? I mean, I see it on Dateline all the time. They can't explain the dead person. So, okay, now we know. Living, but you think like yes. Me. That's good. All right. Let's talk about your day-to-day activities as a councilman or an alderman for the city of Racine.
Day-to-day activities, pretty much I hear from my constituents things they need, anywhere from parking to trees to just stores in the neighborhood or grocery stores that needs to be open in the neighborhood. So,
is that a problem? Like Pick and Save closed in your district there. Now it's like a little mall they built inside there, which I go to all the time. There's places in there I go to.
Yes, it's, you know, right now in the city of Racine, it's become this food desert. And I tried from an automatic view of trying to talk to the owners, the previous owner, of getting a grocery store over there because we have a senior citizen. We have a senior citizen building on Laird Avenue. And, you know, just the produce and meat that they need to acquire if they don't have transportation. And so I felt that Pick and Save, if we could have gotten a grocery store over there, it would have been nice for the community.
Well, there's another grocery store closed right across, not far from me, Super Value or something like that. It's a value something or other. It was a grocery store. And all of a sudden, one day they were closed and it was empty. It was a regular full-size grocery store, like an Aldi's type store, I guess. And bingo, where do these people shop now? Especially ones that don't have cars. Because I saw a lot of people used to walk there with their, you know, carts. And now they got to find a new place to go find food. And now they probably need transportation.
Transportation is an issue. And for the first question, the first answer to the first question is most people shop at Family Dollar. You know, Family Dollar, mm-hmm. Dollar General. But that's not really a place to get produce or get meats. You know, some healthy vegetables and all of that. So trying to get more grocery stores in the city is kind of like a priority and something that we really have to, you know, look into.
What about new construction being done in the city, your district or anywhere else in the city?
We have a lot of new net construction being done in the city. Right now, Woodman's is being built out by the mall area. We have the Gold Medal Loft that was built. We have the Breakwater Apartments that's downtown. Mm-hmm. And so, and just Hotel Verdant, you know, downtown. There was a Christmas parade or a holiday parade this weekend. And I was down there for another event. And downtown area was really, really lit up. A lot of fireworks going off.
I couldn't go out because I was laying in bed with my death of cold. But I heard the firework. I didn't know what it was at first. And it reminded me that Kelly Cruz told me there was going to be fireworks there. And I said, oh, that's with it. Because I live right near the lake and I could hear the fireworks going off. And yeah, so I reminded that was and it was a beautiful night for it, too.
Yeah, it was a great event. Like I say, it was a great event. People were out with their kids and, you know, just having a good time.
So what are some of the big complaints in your district? People always complain. I'm a complainer, so I know. What are some of the big complaints they want done in your district and the city for that matter?
So, One of the complaints we've been having is just speeding, you know, just traffic and cars and drag racing.
Rapids drive.
So that's one of the complaints that we're having. And then the other complaint is just trying to distinguish whether the city owns a tree in somebody's backyard or something that they own. especially when it comes to being cut down. So, but for the most part, for the 7th District, you know, I don't hear too many calls from them. But when they do call, I always call them back within 24 hours and try to talk to the city department heads to get a resolve.
I know it's 2 in the morning, Alderman, but that dog just pooped on my lawn, and it's my neighbor's dog. I want you to come over here and talk to them right now. You hear that stuff all the time. I couldn't put up with that. I'd say pick it up yourself. Or, you know, I wouldn't know how to handle something. And people do call with those things. I mean, these are what I call first world problems. A dog pooped on my lawn. Okay, so the dog pooped, then pick it up. I mean, it happens. Dogs do that. But I don't know. I couldn't deal with that kind of
stuff. There are situations that I do encourage people to talk to their neighbors, you know, if they have that relationship. And then I also offer that if you're not able to talk to them, then I'll come by and maybe, you know, we can talk and kind of resolve the issue. There have been issues where trees have fallen over in somebody else's backyard.
Yeah, I know.
Broke down their fence or their gate. And just trying to keep the peace. And so when I see that we can't keep the peace, then I'll come over and talk to the other neighbor.
You don't come up with your chainsaw and fix it?
No.
Okay. You know, and I am one of the most fortunate people in the world. I have the greatest neighbors on either side of me and across the street. The woman next door to me, Katrina, I mean, we just get along so well. When they wanted to build a little Christmas scene, I have a big Christmas tree in my yard. It's just a pine tree. And it went onto my property, said, build it. Just make it nice. And now it's half on my lawn, half on theirs. When people say, oh, I like your Christmas decorations, I say, thank you, even though it's not mine. And they do it every year. They decorate it. And so I might get a free decoration thing on my lawn. And this guy works here. Her husband works for Milliger's. So we do great. It's just landscaping is just great. So I get be nice to your neighbors. You get free Christmas decor. They do your lawn. They do everything. And he was just out recently with all the pine needles. I came home from a weekend. We went away. And I came home. He was there with his leaf blower, blowing all the pine needles off my lawn into the street for pickup. I mean, you be nice to your neighbors, and it'll come back to you.
I mean,
and just get along with everybody on your street. Let's talk about the community violence prevention. You're a manager. You're the community violence prevention manager. That's a tough job.
Yes. Yes. So I work at Racine County. I'm the community violence prevention manager at Racine County. So we work with juveniles and that are in the system. Our job is pretty much to keep them out of the system and to support them and their families. I also work with the city. The city has a Department of Public Safety department there. And so I work with them on nights of homicides and shootings. Our job is really to get out there and to make sure that we are supporting the families and to make sure that there's no retaliatory violence after an incident. So for the city of Racine, I know there's still been shots fired throughout the city. Our numbers are way lower this year than it was last year. This year we've had pretty much one homicide, but three domestic homicides. So we had the total of four, but only one really bullet to bodies that we had. And one is one too many, you know. So I think that we are going in the right direction, but we just have to keep working. So this is not a celebratory lap where we're celebrating only one homicide from gun violence. We're still trying to work that we have zero homicides. I've been to other cities. I've been across the country, and I've seen that gun violence is everywhere. It's a nationwide trend. I was just in Alabama over the summer, and when I was there, they had 89 homicides. And before I left that same day on a Saturday, 7 more people had gotten killed. So
every day you turn on the news, you hear families wiped out. People, they just had one last weekend. There was some street event going on. This kid pulls out a gun and starts randomly shooting people. And one person died, lost their life. You know, I had one day we're cleaning the snow off my car. It was in January. And we noticed my son said, there's a hole in the roof. And I looked in, there's a bullet in there. What happens is, on New Year's Day, they were shooting guns off in the air. You can't be that stupid not to know the bullets have to come down. They're not going to go into outer space and float. They're going to come down. Luckily, you're not going to hit somebody on the head with a bullet and kill them. It was just a bullet hole in my car. So I brought it to the dealer. He had to repair the whole roof. And I got the bullet at home. And People do stupid things like that, shooting off their guns in the air and not realizing it can come down on a child's head. It can come down on anybody's, it can come down on somebody's windshield while they're driving and they can crash. And you can't do stupid things like that. Sounds like you got your finger on the pulse of this. And that's what we need. We need people who are keeping their eye on things for us. And it looks like you're keeping your eye on it for us. That's good. Very good. Thank you very much, Alderman, 7th District Alderman. Do you like Alderman or Alder?
Alderman is fine.
I know. I talked to other people. Some people want Alderwoman, Alderman, and Alder. I mean, it's like I don't know what to do anymore. I'm just... God. I'm so glad when they came up with it in the 70s, Ms., because they never do say Miss or Mrs. They came with Ms. Oh, great. Now I don't have to think. That's great. See, with Alder, I don't have to think. Seventh District Alderman Maurice Horton was with me. Thank you very much. You're doing great job. You got your finger on the pulse. We need people like you to watch it for us here in Racine. And I appreciate it. I really do. And I think the people of Racine really appreciate all the work our Alders are doing. And thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Happy Veterans Day for everybody. And you're going to go out and do some Veterans Day stuff today, right? Good for you, my friend. All right, it's 8:30 on the noggin here at WRJN. Let's check news right now. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Memorial Hall and Kenosha's Civil War Museum are places where vets are being thanked today. As people locally show appreciation, there's a Wisconsin organization connecting veterans with their loved ones around the world.
Helping young people in the military travel home to see their family, to see their friends and loved ones. We help them by essentially being able to afford that ticket. Many times they just can't afford to get that $2,000 ticket home from Okinawa or Japan or Germany.
That's Larry Jackson, founder of the Ben Jackson Foundation. A ticket home can range from $800 to more than $2,000 for any military member. You can find out how to help or get help at BenJacksonFoundation.org. Kenosha police are putting down rumors on social media about the arrest of the mother of a 13-year-old charged with making threats at Roosevelt Elementary. The teen suspect is a former Roosevelt student and currently enrolled at Mahone Middle School. They were arrested Thursday and formally charged Friday for allegedly attempting to threaten students on campus. While the initial report of a gun in the teen's bag were found to be false, law enforcement says they did recover replica firearms at his home and evidence of online searches related to school shootings. And the Kenosha St. Joe's football team extended their shutout streak to 3 games. They're now moving on to the semifinals Friday night. Last week, the Lancers put down Johnson Creek 42-0 in the WIAA Division 7 playoffs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 52. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 50. And then on Wednesday, scattered rain with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
I rented a car this week, and they pushed that insurance on you on the cars. You know, they, for $9 extra, we can give you the insurance, and that way you have total coverage just in case you total the car. I said, I don't want insurance. I got insurance, and with Farmers, it's great insurance. They go, yeah, but what kind of coverage do you have? Because with this, you could kill somebody. I said, yeah, can I start with you? So I said, I don't want it. He said, it's just $9 a day. I said, okay, I'll take the insurance for $9 a day. I gave him the $9. Got the Ford Escort, and my friend and I went four-wheeling with this car all afternoon. Hit a couple of cactuses. I threw a cinder block through the back window. I tore the door handles off, broke the car antenna off, poked a couple of holes in the gas tank with an ice pick, and then I took it back and I said, am I glad you talked me into that $9 thing?
No matter what you do, girl, blue girl, we
no matter what. 836 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits here on this Veterans Day today. Question, is it okay for a little kid to have their birthday party at Hooters? A couple in Iowa took their five-year-old son and posted a TikTok of the waitresses singing to him at Hooters. Some people think it's just bad parenting. Others said, it's fine. It ain't Chuck E. Cheese, I'll tell you that. That's 837. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 52. Right now, cloudy at 53 degrees right here in Radio Park.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad.
is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Let It Be, the Beatles from 1970. You know, originally the Beatles gave that song to Aretha Franklin to record. That was going to be her song. They gave it to her. She did record it, but it took her so long to do it, the Beatles said, all right, we'll do our version too. So there were two versions out, one with the Beatles, one with Aretha Franklin. Speaking about Aretha. Ah, look at that. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's get a little respect right now.
Kisses will start that won't get you in.
just holding and kissing and squeezing and loving. Yeah, just do it. And after you do, you will be his. You gotta show him that you care just for him. Do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. Cause you won't get him thinking and playing, wishing and hoping, just wishing and hoping. And praying, planning, and dreaming, his kisses will start. That won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of heartbreak, true love is. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him. Yeah, just do it. And after you do,
radio station, we had a DJ on the air. Every time we played Dusty Springfield, he would have said, it's like my father's old rifle. Oh. Dusty. And, you know, the first 30 times I heard it on the air, it was funny. Mm-hmm. After that, it wasn't, you know, funny anymore. New survey asked people, and 78% of Americans said in this poll they're looking to save money this holiday season by purchasing used gifts from re-commerce sites. And, you know, used to. What would you?
I like that.
Why can't I hear you?
What?
Well, that microphone's not working.
Oh, on the right mic?
No, you're on the right mic. I don't know.
Here.
All right, why don't we move over to that one?
Can
I know
you
that
hear
one.
Me here?
Yeah, that one's working.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that one's working.
Oh, okay. Nice to know.
Now that's going to bother me until we get that fixed. I don't know why.
You know, every time I turn around, something's breaking down.
I don't mind old gifts. Like, for example, I'm a big collector of movies, and occasionally movies go out of print.
Right.
And so if you can find an old DVD of a movie that's been out of print, I don't care if it's used. When I got Let It Be by the Beatles on VHS, it was used. I bought it used because it's not around anymore. Yoko Ono put the kibosh on that.
Get out, really?
Yeah,
no, I did not.
Yeah, when it first came out, I have the original United Artists release on magnetic home video, which was, later became CBS Fox Video, became Fox Video.
Oh, wow.
And so I got one. My cousin said, there's one on eBay right now. Grab it. So I did for $125. I got it. And you can get a bootleg copy of the movie, but this is the original that was put out by United Artists. And Yoko, when she found out, she said, no, you don't have rights to put my husband's music on there. And so they withdrew it. So whatever movies were out there, and I have the...
Oh my gosh.
So I got that used, and I would love a used gift like that.
Oh, you know, my girlfriends and me, for Christmas, we like to do a thing where we draw a name, and then we all go to either Goodwill or St. Vincent de Paul, and we get a cool gift, wrap it up, and give it. And then you don't have the stress of, okay, everybody has to spend 20 bucks or this. And, oh, we get something really nice, and that's our thing. We go to you know, one of the secondhand shops and get something cool.
I draw the line at used food.
I don't know. If I see a piece of steak sitting there and the kids didn't.
Your kids. I'm talking about, don't get me, you know, people didn't eat this at the buffet, so here, you can.
Dolly Parton did that. Dolly would go, she would go into hotels and see food put outside the door. Yeah,
no.
She was hungry.
Oh,
if you're hungry, you don't know what you'll do.
I draw the line at that. I don't care how hungry I am. All right.
Dan Rosen draws a line.
No used food for Christmas. Nothing pre-chewed or mauled. My father used to say, I don't want it. It looks mauled and galled. No, I'm not going to eat that. 851 WRJN, Linda. Oh, I can't go wrong with Linda Ronstadt. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 52 on this Veterans Day. Right now it's sunny, partly sunny, and 53 degrees.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better.
Thank you.
Huber coming up in just a few minutes. She's going to have the artist of record today. She's giving away some vinyl. Listen between 9 and 10 to who the artist of record is. Then you call back when she plays that artist. You'll win the vinyl, and at the end of the month, you'll be in the running to win a record player, a phonograph, a Victrola, something to play it on. That's coming up in just a few minutes right now. Every mother's son, come on down to my boat, baby.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. She smiles so nice that she wants to come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free.